Hey, the exercise for our conference is, and it's titled Peace in Troubled Times. And we all would confess that that is exactly where we are, troubled times. And the reality is that very often even those who name the name of the Lord are caught up in the troublesomeness of the times and lose focus. And so the desire is to remind ourselves of what is ours through what Christ has secured, given us by God, and to really lay hold on that so that not only are we not affected by the troublesome times adversely, but we have an answer that we can give and share in troublesome times. So in our first reading, we want to look at the idea of peace with God. And just before Bill reads the text, he's going to do something quite different than what's listed on the outline. He's going to read them in reverse order, and there's a reason for that. And so in our first session, we want to look at the gospel, the glad tidings, first of all, as a reminder to ourselves of what we have been given by God. And then to realize that what we have been given by God, he gives it to us so that we might share it with others. And so if you look at the verses, they're in, from what I just said, you see that they're in reverse order. So we want to read them in reverse order because that's really the line you want to take. You want to take the line is the book of Romans is written to believers about the good tidings, about the gospel. One of the benefits of the gospel is we have peace with God. So we want to remind ourselves about the gospel as it affects, as it has affected us. And then we want to move on to the point of having beautiful feet, sharing the gospel of peace in a troublesome world. In our second reading, there is the reality that we are in a community of believers. We are. And Paul, in every one of his letters in the New Testament, begins his letters, and we'll talk about this in the next reading. But the second reading, we want to look at the peace from God and the peace of God, that which is going to anchor us in troublesome times. And then in the third reading, we want to look at the God of peace, that God's real desire is not simply that things go smoothly for us, but that we might know him, to God of peace and all that is connected with that revelation of himself and that character. So, Bill, if you can read those passages, you're going to read them in reverse order, and then we can proceed from there.
All right. Starting with the Romans in chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The next reference is Colossians chapter 1. And verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. The third is in Acts chapter 10 and verse 36. Acts 10 verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. And Acts chapter 10. Verse 36.
You just read that.
I did. Okay. Romans chapter 10. again.
36.
10:15 we want. 10:15. Romans 10 and verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And again in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Ephesians 6 and verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thus far.
So if we take these verses in this order, what we will see is the effect of the gospel. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 begins with therefore, and if you go back to chapter 4, you get why it's there. It's talking about justification, being counted or having righteousness imputed, Abraham being the example, and it says not just for his sake, but it's for our sake. Why? Because Christ was delivered for our transgressions. He was raised again for our justification. And this is really the essential truth of the gospel, the death and resurrection of Christ that does a variety of things. If you kind of do a study or take F.B. Hull's book on the great salvation, you find that God's work in salvation, in grace, is multifaceted. He does things that addresses our need, addresses that need, brings us into the space of blessing, and it's just a tremendous thing. So in this one instance, we're looking at justification as the groundwork or the basis upon which we can have peace with God. So it might be helpful if we perhaps start with, what is peace? What do we mean by peace? What does the scripture mean when it talks about peace? Why is peace with God such an essential part of the gospel, the effect of the gospel, and it comes out as a result of justification? If we can get those points in, and then we can move on to understanding how that came to us. Why? We who are far off, it wasn't read, Ephesians 2:17, we who are far off, it was preached to us. We heard that good tidings. And then the last couple of verses, that we then can take that same message to a troubled world, that there is good news of peace and of good things.
It uses two words in there that are key. First is justified, and the other is faith. And when we put the two together, we came to faith in the work of Christ on the cross, and his death and resurrection to our salvation, which is our justification. We like to justify why we do this and why we do that. Well, this is why we believe, why we can justify it by the death of Christ and his resurrection and our faith in believing that. This is our foundation, our basis, very, very basic, but without that, we don't have anything. We need to be reinforcing here our faith, and we are justified by the work of Christ on the cross.